Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you hosted Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at your home for a listening session. You had a good many people there. Let's talk a little bit about what y'all talked about.
Well, you're right. It actually was yesterday morning because he'd come to South Carolina for the once-in-a-lifetime event to participate in an eclipse event in Charleston. But he contacted us and said, we're coming in early. We want to visit with farmers and hear what's on their minds. So that's what we did. And I think we had probably 140 or so folks. But as most people learned, there's great confidence to be had in Sonny Perdue is our Secretary of Agriculture. That's how I introduced him, as a man that would provide strong leadership, a strong voice, and carry the message of agriculture there in Washington. So I think the folks who were in attendance left with the same impression.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the questions that were posed to him.
Well, we talked about labor because we had some young farmers come in early to meet with him just for a more informal setting. And one young farmer who grows beans and another who grows okra reminded him, you know, this is a hand-picked crop, and how will I expand my business if I'm not assured that I've always got the labor that's necessary? So a lot of labor questions. He talked about the Goodlatte bill that could very likely bring the H-2A program to agriculture. Excited about that. We talked about the markets and the role of USDA and crop reports, and I think the most recent report was on people's minds, and he reminded them that he's been in the grain trading business for 35 years and that he came to have a greater appreciation for the exactness that USDA takes to know that they have good numbers. But he is no stranger to market conditions and moves and things like that. So I think they felt assured that under his leadership, the USDA crop reporting would be as accurate as possible.
Well, and one of the things that I'm sure producers were interested in were disaster declarations and payments.
Yeah, that's right. With South Carolina, we certainly have had our share of it. And the question was asked. He said, in this coming farm bill or in any future legislation, what do you think the chances of disaster provisions to ever be recreated? He looked him straight in the eye and he said, y'all know I'm a straight shooter. I don't think there's any chance of that. We've got to count on crop insurance is our safety net. So again, same message that I think has been made clear, that disaster programs of old were just not there in the makings for farmers again. So that's why a lot of questions were about crop insurance and the efficiency with which it operates and the thoroughness and being able to have a policy actually pay off when the conditions warrant it. So a good exchange on crop insurance, because I think farmers do recognize what he said in his answer about the disaster was going to be accurate.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.